Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which were seen, things which are seen, were not made of things which are visible. Get that? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Right?
Yeah.
The elders obtained a good report or a good testimony. By faith we understand. Do it by faith.
Yeah.
Everything I say to you today, you're going to have to do it by faith.
Yeah.
The captain has turned on the seatbelt sign.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Okay? I was saved in the Baptist church when I was 9 years old. My mother was raised Baptist, and my dad, his dad died very early, when he was like 21 years old. And my grandmother was a Pentecostal. We lived in the Baptist church. Dad went with mom's side. And so we were raised in the Baptist church. And we were taught many good things in the Baptist church, how to rededicate your life over and over and things like that. And, well, hey, and some good things about Jesus, and just it was good. But when I was 21 years old, I was so hungry for God that I decided to go to a different church. And when I went to this different church, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Everybody in my family, including my Baptist mother, was baptized in the Holy Spirit. She got healed. Praise the Lord. I'd had asthma all of my life, and that pastor prayed for me. I'm so grateful for him to this day, for both that couple. They blessed us, and we still are somewhat in touch with them on Facebook. But they blessed us. They taught us things about the Spirit of God. And so I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that changed my life forever. I highly recommend it.
Amen.
And, you know, by the way, when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, nobody stood me up and taught me how to speak in tongues. That's not how we did it then. And that's not how we should do it now. They prayed for the power to come down on me, and he did. And I got stammering lips and began to speak in tongues. And 2 weeks later, I was prophesying. So the gifts came. Everything came. I didn't know what to do with them, but they came. Amen. And so we followed our little preachers there the best we could. And we did the best we could there. But from there, I actually came into another place I was hungry. And I found out something that you know what I found out, because I tell it to you all the time. That's God is good. And so I found out that God was good, and that changed my life. But at the same time, I found out that faith was bigger than anything I'd ever heard about. Faith was a subject I didn't know. And I thought when they said, what faith are you? We just said Christian. I didn't know that faith was the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I didn't know this was what was going to make a good testimony, a good report. I didn't know about unseen things. All I just knew was the three dimensions. And I knew that Jesus loved me. Amen. Is that where you came from? That's where you came from. But you know, it was real easy to get there, because I just needed two things. I only needed two things to get to these places. Revelation and submitting to revelation. That's all I needed, was revelation. Revelation to your spirit man is what common sense is to your natural man. We all need revelation. Amen?
That's good.
So, once again, I just received revelation every time. It was new. Things were coming out. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. Will you give me a Kleenex, Deb? So, church, the nature of revelation, thank you very much, is that it opens up new realms of living. Did you get that? The nature of revelation, when you get revelation, when your spirit lights up and you get it, it opens up a new realm for your life. Am I right?
Yeah.
And so it opens up possibility of faith. The prophetic does that. Now there's new possibilities in the room over the three words that were spoken over the people today. Oh, seven times? Okay, I'm going to take that. Oh, new equipment? Oh, something new coming. Oh, okay. That opened that up. And then there's revelation from the Word. And so revelation from the Word causes things to open up. Now, it is absolutely impossible to live a normal Christian life without regular doses of revelation. We need revelation. The Bible didn't say people perish for lack of miracles. It didn't say they perish for lack of money or relationships or even the lack of a good worship leader or insufficient nursery staff. It said they perish for what? Lack of revelation, or you'll hear the word knowledge there many times. Here's a good translation. Without a prophetic revelation, the people go unrestrained, walking in circles, having no certain destiny. King James says, where there's no vision, the people perish. Now, the biblical meaning here, church, really isn't goals. I know we use that a lot. If you have goals, you're going to get to where you're going. But this, where there's no vision, vision is simply, listen to me, what is vision? It's a revelation of God's will. It's just a revelation of God's will. This is what God wants. And you could set up your own goal, but it won't be the vision. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it says people perish for lack of revelation. So here's a good translation. Oh, I just read that to you. No, I didn't. Without a prophetic revelation, the people, yeah, I did, go unrestrained, walking in circles, having no certain destiny. So that's good. I'm glad I repeated it. Having no certain destiny. You don't know where you're going if you don't get some revelation. Back when I got saved when I was 9 years old, I had no idea where I was going. And unfortunately, nobody was helping me. Because they told me all the things that I'm talking to you about today were wrong. That they didn't exist. Amen. And if I hadn't got revelation, I would have really been in trouble. Because revelation gives you a view of things unseen. We have to have it. This isn't a vitamin pill that you can choose to take or not take. Amen. It's essential. It expands our capacity to see life from God's perspective. We need to see our present circumstance or our situation here through God's eyes. And if you don't, you're going to spiritually suffer if you can't see things through God's eyes. If you're just looking through normal life, it's not going to be good. Colossians 3:1 says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Be mindful of things above, not on the earth. What are they talking about above? Are you talking about looking at the stars? No. Talking about looking at revelation. Things that are higher. Revelation is higher than just your facts. There's something higher. There's something better. We need revelation. Certainly, the anointing, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, they're all above. They're above too. In fact, you need revelation to understand those things. People, this is a good statement right here. I hope you won't forget this right here. People who see what is unseen have the advantage over everyone else who desire a place of significance. The goal shouldn't be, I'm going to be somebody. The goal should be, I'm going to see higher. Because if you see higher, you are significant. Amen. I think we get a little off on our goals sometimes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So they're the ones, if you're seeing higher, then you're seeing from heaven towards earth. See, you're looking from the heavenly view. This, you know, a lot of times you only have your own filters and you don't understand sometimes why other people do certain things. That's real, real strong in the church. People don't understand sometimes why a pastor makes certain decisions. Well, why don't they do that? That looks like that's against me. They look like I can't have that. No, you have to consider they're taking in and dealing with a whole group and responsible for different things. And so a lot of times we don't see. Also, people are like, God, why'd they do? Why'd they make that decision? Maybe you don't know what I know about somebody. Right? So see, there are reasons why we all do things, but when you start looking from heaven toward earth, you're going to have a better view of things, church. When we live conscious of heaven and eternity, it changes the way we live and radically increases our measure of impact on society, on your friends, on this world. If you can come from, if you're heaven toward earth, you're going to affect people different here. You're not going to be in the grocery store line and they're going to be saying, well, it looks like everything's going downhill. You're not going to agree with that. You could actually help turn them around right there. Oh, it's going to be okay. Come on. God's on the throne. You know, you could actually change their moment around. You could be the one that set the thermostat. You could change the temperature in the room. You can disagree nicely.
True.
Yeah, you can. Praise the Lord. So think for a moment how much the revelation of heaven. Now, you know about heaven. You know that when you die, you're not really going to die. You're going to lift out of this thing, and it's going to feel really good. And the Bible says that you'll be present with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And if you're a born-again believer, you're going to heaven. And you know that the people we know that left their bodies, most of them, they're in heaven. That changes your life.
Yes.
Because just because they died doesn't mean the plan died.
True.
If I left today, it wouldn't change the plan for Victory Church.
Nope.
No, it would not. Mm-mm. If somebody real big in the ministry that you know, if they left, would it change the plan? No. Well, I think we all have to quit now because Pastor so-and-so's gone or brother so, or the boss. No, it doesn't. I've seen a lot of things go on. The plan doesn't change because someone left. People quit all the time in certain things. That doesn't mean the plan changes. You just keep going. You keep going on whatever it is. You don't just stop because someone left. But how does that revelation help you? Because it steers you away from grief because you know that person is alive and you're going to see them again. They're not dead. They're alive and you're going to be reunited with them. And now they're not hurting anymore. They're good right now. And they're living in the high society. And so that keeps you out of the death cycle because when you grieve, you're in a death cycle.
It's true.
Yeah, it is. It's true. And you could grieve over loss of money. You could grieve over someone that's been taken away from you or moved away from you. But guess what? Life still goes on and there's a future. And this is only one chapter. There's another chapter coming. And when you turn the page, you're going to be in that other chapter. Amen. I have a mama, a daddy, two brothers in heaven. I have Virginia in heaven, one of my dearest friends. I have an old boyfriend that I thought I was going to marry. He's in heaven, been there a long time. Have lots of friends that are already in heaven. I'm going to see them again. Deb's dad adopted me and Granddaddy Sam. And I'm going to see him again and her mom. I'm going to see all these people again. They're going to be there. I'm going to see Mama. Love Mama. She's there. She's a Baptist, so she found out a lot by now, right? And I'm going to see Pastor John really quick. Amen. And so I'm going to see Jesus. And so I'm looking forward to that. But right now I'm going to live here, but I'm going to look from heaven to earth and do what I can. I'm living on a higher plane, getting all the revelation I could have. But just that right there helps us know we're going to be all right. Why do we need revelation? I'll tell you real easy. What I know will help me. What I think I know will hurt me. Okay. What I know will help me. What I think I know will hurt me. And it's the spirit of revelation that helps me know the difference. You'll learn the difference. So the prophets, when they said where there is no vision, the people perish, actually what they're telling us, they're warning us that we need revelation. You need revelation to move forward. All knowledge is useful, but it's general. But when God releases revelation, it releases knowledge that enables us to address special issues at the moment. What about the thing about Philadelphia today? I mean, I'm right in there going along with Jesse. I'm not thinking about Philadelphia. I'm not thinking about anybody because I'm trained myself to go with the leader, what they're singing, what they're saying, flowing with it, worshiping God, listening to the words that are being sung, following that, and God said, go to Philadelphia. I'm like, right now? Go in the spirit to Philadelphia. And then so I'm holding it. I'm holding it. As the leaders are moving forward, I'm holding it. I'm staying. I've got that. And then he releases that, and people are going to live today. People are going to live this week because we listen to that. Well, we may hear someone got apprehended. I don't know. I believe there's going to be a revival in that city. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, listen, a church is not in revival because it's gaining people. A church is in revival when they allow the Holy Spirit of God to take them where He wants to go. The question is, are you willing? Are you willing to go? See, if I had not ventured past my first experience, I would not be here today because the denomination that I lived in and participated in, they don't have women preachers. Now, if we'd have gone with mammals, my other mammals, they did. The Pentecostals have always had women preachers. But in this case, this denomination did not seek out revelation on what the Apostle Paul was talking about. They just took it, and it kind of helped pump up people in a certain way, I guess, to not do that. But it still wasn't the truth. So they need to find out what God was talking about when he said, women be silent. So you got to have some translation. You got to have some culture. You got to know what's going on. Well, let's just get this straight. Eve came out of Adam. And you came out of your mama. That kind of X's all that out. And I think men and women each have a different place. Don't misunderstand me. I understand the principles there. I'm just saying that some of the stuff that goes forth is just silliness. Both ways. Both ways. That's what the problem was in the churches. The women thought they were gods. So, Jesus is. All right. So, I said this to you recently, and I'm just going to say it again. Dimensions are essential for us to break through if we're going to be high achievers of the purposes of God. We need to do that. To do His will on the earth and be high achievers in that, we can't just be people who stay on one plane. Amen. So it's impossible for us to do all the things that God wants to do based only on our attempts. We got to have power, and we got to have revelation. We have to have this revelation knowledge. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we need Him. And church, the fact is, sometimes we have to abandon some tradition. Because a lot of the stuff is just tradition. That's all it is. But we can know. By revelation, we can know. Now, it's not a bad tradition that you have Thanksgiving with your family. I'm not talking about stuff like that. I'm talking about where they said, we didn't do that over at our church. We don't do that. Ain't no women preachers over at our church. You gonna go over there with that woman preacher? You know, well, you might want to watch out. No, I'm not going there. Okay. So, and there's a lot of other things. I just use that as an example, but you know, the things that speaking in tongues is of the devil, or why are they all so emotional over there? Revelation puts us in a different category. Amen. We feel we know something different. Now, you remember that Wednesday night I said, I was talking to you about if we were going to help, Salvador and the guys, all the contractors in here, Jesse, if we're going to help them build a building, and I talked them into letting me cutting boards, and I was going to cut. He said, okay, Get out there and cut 100 2x4s, 8 feet long. So I've got some longer ones, and so I'm going to cut them. And so I measure the first one 8 feet long, but then I don't measure the next one. I just measure it to the one I just cut. And then I measure that one to the one I just cut, and I measure that one to the one I cut. So when we get to the end, I'm not going to have 8 foot boards. Because a little bit will get at it every time. You should measure back from the masterpiece. You should measure back from the original. So what I'm trying to tell you is when we get revelation, I'm not trying to leave what we know is good. Getting saved, rededicating your life, being filled with the Spirit, all these things. We're not leaving those things. I told you, I preached this to you before, and I hope you're following a path with me. But you remember when I told you, I said, to get in the glory realm, we don't want to leave the anointing. The anointing is a good thing. You need anointing when you're in HEB and you're not in the glory realm. If someone needs you, you may not be all buzzing around in the realm. On the other hand, we don't want to do without the glory realm. We want to step into these places. Because in those places, miracles happen. Time leaves. Amen. We're going to talk about that in about 30 seconds here. Okay, so we need this revelation, but we don't want to leave the truth. I need faith. I need anointing. I'm not leaving those subjects to move on, but I'm bringing them with me. And I'm learning revelation on top of revelation on top of revelation. You know, I'm not leaving just preaching the simple gospel to preach the gospel of the kingdom. But I am going to preach the gospel of the kingdom because I know about it. I have a revelation of it. And when you get right down to it and you learn it good enough, you know that the gospel is the gospel of the kingdom. But you got to help people. You got to move along with these things. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, you got to have a revelation, not just have it in the natural. So we need revelation. Church, many do not have a revelation of how the body of Christ functions. They don't understand how it functions. They just come in and they're just watching. Oh yeah, well, maybe a lot of people just come to church out of duty. I know some of y'all, it's your nap time when you're here. I watch some of you have your mouths open when you're sleeping and everything. It's okay if you have to take a nap, but it'd be better if you got the revelation, but sleep before you come. But if you do, it's okay. We're not going to pick on you. Shit, just turn the camera on them right now, though. I'm just kidding. Don't do it, Josh. I'm just kidding. Now, a lot of people can't discern the body. So in light of communion, let's just talk about this for about 45 seconds and we'll move on to what I really want to get to. But just, this is kind of an example. Paul said that many are weak and they're dying because they do not discern the body. You go over there and read that and you're going to read context and you're going to see that you could get one dimension out of that, but you could get three dimensions out of it, depending on how you look at it. For example, he's talking about, you would see that he's talking about your body. He's talking about Jesus' body paying for your healing. And he's talking about discerning the body of Christ. You could look at all those things. Now, in this particular place, first of all, what Jesus is talking about here is they could not discriminate. They could not discern between common meals and the Lord's Supper. They're showing up at church thinking that's the food. So, you know, they're not getting this, you know. They're in there getting a tray, you know. Pass me the bread, you know. They can't discern that. Now, why? Well, they didn't have any revelation. It's okay. You have to teach people. You have to give them something. Bless their sweethearts and their... Yeah. So... And then secondly, in the church, many are weak and dying, and you can pick this up right there because you're looking at communion because they haven't discerned what Jesus was doing for your body. They're like, well, he died. He gave his body so that I could live. Yeah, but it says before he died on the cross, he took a beating and took all sins and sickness on his body so that you could be healed. By his stripes, by the beating he took, you are healed.
Yeah.
By the way, it says you were healed.
Yeah.
It's good stuff right there. How many people miss that? They just go, I'm discerning when I take my communion. They don't even know what they're doing. This is a covenant act.
Yeah.
Reminding God you're in there with him. And then the third thing people don't discern is the body of Christ. People don't have any idea a lot of times why a local church functions like it functions. They don't have any idea. And the Lord spoke to me about that a short time ago. He started talking to me about it. He said, people don't understand how the church works, and that's why they're weak and they're dying. You're like, I said, really? I need to know about this. He said, you're strengthened by serving. If you're just an onlooker, there's no strength in it. But when you serve, you're connected to the blood flow.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you're not in the church giving supply, you're just an onlooker. Dangerous thing. You become weak. And I said, well, I need some help on this. Because I'm just not going to assume that's right because I'm a pastor. That'd be real easy to want to preach about. He said, well, you know people that work out, don't you? He couldn't use me as an example. I said, yeah, Jesse, Danny, Jordan, Amanda, a few others, they work out. I was like, he said, okay. He said, now, if something comes up and they need to help you lift something and they need a certain strength for something, can they right then go work out real quick and then come help you? No. The strength came by repetition. The strength came, their bodies changed, their power changed by being in there and being connected to the program. That's how vitamins work. You can't run in there. Vitamin C will help. We'll say that. But you can't run in there and take all your vitamins. I mean, I have this whole, yeah, I do that. But I can't just decide to take them one day and go, whoo! Woohoo! Immune system, bam! That was good. Got one C down, and some people take a one a day vitamin, not knocking it, but look into that, okay? So, I took a C, I took my weekly D, I took it. But you're connected. When you serve in the church, the blood flows through you. When you're on the camera, when you're doing thermostats, when you're helping up here in this flow, when you're doing what you do from the cleaning team to all the other teams, whatever's going on, you're connected to the body. Yeah, some people are like, I don't know why my family doesn't change. Maybe that's why. Maybe because there's no flow. Yeah, but I don't do it with the church, but I do other stuff outside. I go to a lot of other meetings and I participate with them but God said this.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. You have to be members of a body. So now but hear me. My point here is not just to preach what a pastor needs to preach, but my point here is lack of revelation. Most pastors don't have time to preach on something like that. The leaders get this stuff, right? But there actually is something intrinsic. Is that a good word? There's something in you that really wants to do it. You really want to do it. When Salvador first came, he immediately had this thing of serving. He cleaned up the alley. He did the front. He did that. Jesse and Salvador have already come to me again about building the church. I'm telling you, there's something in you that wants to do it. You want to be part. If it doesn't, you need to check yourself out because you probably need some revelation. Amen. All right. So now let's just, on other news. Sometimes after preaching faith repeatedly, I'm surprised at how many people have no revelation of faith. So we keep going over it. And then I'm excited to see new revelation and dimensions of faith, which is where we're headed. We want that. Things that'll help us and help us help others. Because I know you're really interested in that. So just listen for these last few minutes. I'm going to tell you some things about faith. Okay?
Yes.
Now listen once again with your heart to the scripture. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Awareness of unseen things is a vital aspect of the Christian life. How many of y'all have the Holy Spirit? How do you know? How do you know you have the Holy Spirit? You're aware. Because you're aware of your spirit. You know. You can't see him, but then again, you can't see your brain either. And most of y'all have one of those. Now, just kidding. Everybody does. Okay. So, the abundant life is in the unseen realm. You think you got it good now? But in the unseen realm, there's so much more. The display of his dominion through miracles and various supernatural expressions are all rooted in the heavenly world. I just felt the heaven get intensifying here. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Come on in here. Now, we must access his world to change this one. You have to access. You know how to access things. You access your bank account all the time, right? There's something you present and you get something out of it. You access the kingdom. You access the realm. Now, one of the laws of mass that we were taught in science is that not all mass is visible. Am I right? About third grade, maybe eighth grade again. They repeat. I know they don't even teach that to some kids now, probably, but they did us. We understand about atoms and protons and neutrons and all the way down to quarks and all those kind of things. We've been taught that. Now, they didn't do a whole lot of quantum, but we could understand quantum because we were taught the other stuff, and you could get a revelation of that, right? So subatomic stuff is very real to us. So there is mass that is unseen right now. Faith is the invisible mass from which God creates the seen dimension. Well, now, how did you get that? I just read it to you. It's the substance of things hoped for. In verse 1, there we see that faith lets us know that what we are hoping for already exists in the unseen. Am I right? That's what verse 1 did for us. Verse 3 tells us how to move it into the seen world. Is that right? Can you see it? By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So God put out himself in speech form, the word of God, and it framed up the invisible so you could see it. You just framed a house not too long ago. But you saw it before you framed it. You got the plans. Hope is the architectural plan. It's the picture. Faith frames it up. Now, so what we can determine from this and know exactly by revelation is that words brought it in. Words brought it in. Now, you know this. Do y'all know this?
We do.
Everybody's, yeah. Some of you are like, huh? But today you need to know it.
Amen.
Words frame worlds. Just look at somebody and say that. Words frame worlds. Words do. Because we're made in the image of God, we do the same thing. Until we speak, nothing is manufactured from the world beyond. And millions of Christians do not know this. But you do. You have revelation of that. You know that your world is made by what you say. Most of you that I'm looking at over here, a few of you I don't know very well yet, most of you know that you can have what you say. Most of you know that the power of life and death is in the tongue.
Yes.
Most of you know that. Most of you have a revelation of that. Some people heard it and don't want it. They don't want to change what they say. I've told you about the couple that came to the church early. Are we going to have to change how we talk? I'm like, well, you know, you can go with Bible or not. Well, they didn't want to, so they wouldn't come to our church. So that's good. We just didn't have someone saying the wrong thing in the church then. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it absolutely matters what we say. Now, there's an interesting revelation right here that in the very first verse that either gets read over or just toyed with. And this is it. Now, faith is. Now faith is. Now. Faith is now. Now for me, when we would have faith classes, I would use this as part of the faith test. Where is faith? It's in your mouth, in your heart, right? When is faith? Now. So you understand that you have to confess it now. You call things that are not as though they were. And I understood that. And now God is putting fresh revelation on now. So revelation on revelation will bring your faith to new levels. So you're about to get what you want. You ready? You're going to get what you want. So I'm going to do something with you right now, and I hope you'll participate. Okay? What if I said, God can heal you right now? Right now. What if I said to you that right now, by the power of God, a situation can change? Right now. What if I said that? And I'm saying it. You are healed. Now. Somebody just had a manifestation. Right now. Okay? Now walk with me, okay? He'll heal your foot, your bones, your liver, your heart, your emotions, your relationships. Right now. Well, how am I going to know if he healed the relationship? Well, because it's right now. And you believed. You don't have to see the results out there. You don't have to see the results right here. You don't have to go, did I get it? He did it. He did it. He did it right now. He's doing it right now. It's right now. It's right now. Right now. Now. Now walk with me. You're gonna, this will fill in a minute here. By faith. Now, just turn your faith loose right now. Just right now. The devil wants you to look at a problem all the time. He'll move you from one problem to the next, and you'll look like jury duty every day of your life. You come home for dinner, and your wife says, how you doing? And it'll always be something. Well, this, well, that, well, the weather, well, it's hot, well, it's too cold, well, it's this. This hurts, that hurts, da-da-da. Always something. I'm preaching really good right now, and everybody's quiet. Yeah. Those things are facts. But, this is where we're going to keep the but in here. Faith is now.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Now what do I mean by that? It's out of time. Faith is not in time. Woo, glory. I just got a jolt. It's out of time. This is too big for me. No, it's not. Come up. Come up in the spirit right now. This is not, those of you that are watching, you can get this. This is not hard. Get a revelation. God is eternal. Eternal is not forever in the future. Eternal means all the way back, all the way forward. He's just always been. You are eternal.
Yes.
You were crucified with Christ.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul said you were there.
That's right.
Because you were in Christ then.
Yes.
You were in Him then.
Yes.
It happened to you then. Before the foundation of the world, Jesus looked at Father and said, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
And when I do, Danny will be in me.
That's
all the way back and all the way forward. Just let time disappear from the room right now. Just let time disappear from the room. Just get in the glory realm. Just let time right now, just let it disappear. Just get out of time because it's right now. It's right now. It's right now. If you're going to get in faith, you have to get in it right now. Step out of time and step into now. See, all of your circumstances are time related. Yeah, they are. Faith breaks the law of time. Just agree with my conclusion on this matter and you're going to get there. Faith speaks and believes what we would say is ahead of time. Look, if you're having a hard time wrapping your mind around this, which I don't think most of you are, we're calling things that are not as though they were. In the natural realm, it may not look like it, but in the spiritual realm, we're here. We're here. We're in heaven right now. We're in the garden right now. We're in the garden right now. We're in the glory realm right now. Well, I don't see it. Why isn't it cloudy in here? Keep looking. Keep looking. Just keep looking. Because right now, God is changing things for Victory Church. Right now. We're in right now. Things are changing for you. Right now, time is not the determining factor. You are out of debt. Right now. It's paid for. Right now. Shift into now. Come on. Right now. What are you stepping into faith for right now? It's all different all over the room. It's all different out there. What are you stepping into faith for right now? What do you have right now? Is it on the way? Oh, you're still in time. It's not on the way. It's here right now. It's unseen by these eyes. Can you see it with your heart? You have it right now. Right now. Come on. Right now. You can hear right now. You can hear right now. You can hear right now. You can see better than you've seen. Right now. Right now. Faith says you have it now. Come on, church. Get out of, can we get past this? We need to go. Stop it. You need to be in the now right now and get what He has for you right now. We're still early on the clock. Stop thinking about the clock. We still have 11 or 12 whole minutes and still get out early. So right now with me, just get in the now. Get in the now. Right now. I'm not trying to make puns. Just right now. I have it right now. God's trying to shift you right now. He's trying to shift right now. Right now. Now is out of time. Now is in eternity. You have a portion of you, your spirit right now is eternal. It's connected to the eternal world. Right now, you're connected to people you know in heaven. You're connected to Jesus. You're connected. You're connected to what's going on now. In heaven, they don't even do day and night. There's a softness and the lights, what do you call it, Deb? You say it real good. There's a softening of the glory because there's no sun there. God's the light. But the glory softens and people rest. It's a whole different world than what you're thinking. Well, we got to hurry up. I see a hoop and say, we got to get on home. It's about to be dark. I'm like, well, don't you have any headlights on your car? But anyway, it's another subject. But right now, there's nowhere else you need to be except right here, right now, in the glory. God's trying to move you to a new place in faith right now. Just take it. It's just personal right now. It's not about who's sitting next to you. It's not about what's going on. It's just about right now. Faith breaks the law of time. So what are you stepping into right now? What right now is fixed? What got fixed right now? What got fixed right now? Well, I was praying for my relatives, but I don't know if it's going to work. No, 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 right now. Live out what you're thinking. Live out what you're speaking. Just take a minute. I'm going to pray in the spirit so nobody can hear you. And you say just under your breath right there, you say what you have right now. Right now. We thank you for the right nows. We're moving into your place, Lord, into your glory. And we thank you that we apprehend what we've been apprehended for. Okay, you got it? You said it? Okay, so it's yours right now. Right now. See, listen, all of your circumstances, they're time related, but right now we just broke that. Faith breaks that. Faith speaks and believes ahead of time. Right now is the determining factor. Right now. Amen. Okay, so what am I doing with you? What am I doing right now? Revelation of timelessness should elevate your faith. That's what I'm doing. So you had revelation that things were made from the unseen. God did it in the eternal realm without time. Time wasn't put on the clock until we all got here and he wanted to help us understand dispensations. And so you could get to work on time. Otherwise, he's not that into it. You're like, well, he's coming back at a certain time. There's times, there's seasons, there's moeds, but they're all set up on our side. They're for us. But in his timelessness, everything's been done. Why do people go to heaven and they see all those body parts in the storage rooms? Because they're already done. Everyone who ever needed one can have one. Because they're already done. There's enough power. Zoom, 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 zoom. Right now, can knock cancer out of this room forever. Right now, forever. Just get above it. Just go to the garden. Go to the garden. The whole garden intrinsically knows how to behave with God. When they walked in the spirit of the day, when they walked in the cool of the day, they got out there in the evening. What were they doing? What were they looking at? God walks in there and he walks in there with Adam and Eve and they go walking through the garden. Ooh, look at the beauties. This one produced 25,000 beauties today. Look at all those flowers. Ooh, hello, little tiger. How you doing? Ooh, here's a giraffe. They're walking through and seeing what all God did and that what all responded to God in that day that he had already done. They were responding to what he had already set up. that right? That's what they're doing. So why don't we just do that? Why don't we just respond to the now, what he's already done? You already got the car. The car's already paid off. The car's already good. You already got the right people to hang around with. You already got the right ministry. It's already all there. The miracle's here for you right now. Right now. It's here for you right now. Your progress is here right now. Your favor is here right now. Your new dog for the future is here right now. Some people are going, no. No, it's here. The one you're going to get future is right now. My new Gracie is here right now. But I'm not in a hurry because I don't need one yet. But it's already here. She is already here. Amen. Your horse is already here. Whatever it is, your new business, your clients, they're already here. The people that you have a divine appointment with to influence, they're already lined up. The ones you're going to help, the words you're going to speak, the power you're going to present is here right now. The kingdom is here right now. You have it. He's on display right now. Pastor, you're really taking this far. Yeah, I know. I want to do it right now. Right now. Amen. Everything was that was created was called out of himself into now. He called it out of himself into now. That's what Abraham did. I'm the father of a multitude. He called it to the now. Actually, he got himself to the now. Amen. This is who I am. It's who I am. He did it. You know how millionaires get to be millionaires? They call themselves millionaires. The body of Christ should be the richest people on earth. Yeah. Perfect timing. Everything that was created was called out of himself into the now. He didn't start with time. He used that to help us handle things. With God, everything is subject to the intent of his heart. Not to time. It's the intent of his heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, praise God. There's so many things that I want to tell you about time, but I'm out of time. But we're gonna go some more on being out of time. Amen. This is revelation you need. Yes. You're not stuck. Pastor, if I don't get my rent in by such and such. No, you have it. You have it. Believe you receive it. You have, well, if I don't get this out of my body, I'll die. You're healed right now. You're healed right now. Right now. Stay in the now. Stay in the now. And when you leave here, stay in the now. Oh, I'm healed. That's paid off. I have that. I do this. You have it now. Thank you, Lord. I told y'all that I was going to look for a new car Friday, and I did. I took my car in and met Melanie, and she only had one car that I was interested in, and it didn't have a navigation package. So I went away, but you know what I said? I have my car. I'm not in a hurry because why? I already have it. I have the car. Thank you, Lord, that I have the car. I have the car. I don't have to be. I already have it. It's mine. Be specific about what you want. I'm not taking something without a navigation system. Right. I like silver. Yeah. Maybe pearly white with camel interior. Maybe. But first choice, silver. Right? Yeah. Be specific. Right. I can run the race. I can weigh this much. I can do this at this age. I am this. I have that. I will, you know, all the I wills, bring them into the I nows, and they will be. And I'm not saying don't set goals, but there's something higher than goals. It's called now. Actually, if you set a goal, you're getting into the now if you do it by faith. Come on, can you get that high? Can you get that high? Okay, good. Praise the Lord. So, I can't go on. We're going to have to quit. But God was not and is not defined by time. There is no set time to the power of God. Time is not a characteristic of the glory. That's why we're going to have to just quit right here and leave. Because Holy Spirit doesn't quit. He'll just keep going. Yeah. The power, how many times have we been praying and we just can't jump off? We just keep going. We don't know where to jump off. We had one New Year's Eve where we got all the food ready and everything. You probably remember it was at the old house. We had all the food ready and everything. We're like, now we're going to pray for 30 minutes and then we'll all eat together. And how many hours later?
Five
hours later, we're still in there in the glory. Nobody cared about eating. We were in the now. Praise the Lord. He's not defined by time. Sometimes you just got to jump out, and we're about to do that. Circumstances are a product of time. Imagine standing in a circle where there's a start and a finish. The only thing that can break the circle of time is faith. Faith will break it. There doesn't have to be a start and a finish. You just have it right now. It's higher than the law of time. Faith is the ascent out of time into the eternal. Faith is truth, not fact. Time is a part of matter, not a matter of time. Yeah. I got that out of the book we're reading. That's good, isn't it? Time is not part of faith. Well, you know, we're going to. You get it now, or you got to get it now. Now. How do I know that? I read it to you. It said now faith is. Hey, you can be in hope if you want to. If you're not ready to make a decision on what you want, be in hope. Get the drawing ready. And then step out on your faith and get into the now. You can be in the future. My future is I'm going to build a new garage. Because Lord knows we need more space at our house, right? So I want to build a new garage. But I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to say I believe I receive it yet. I'm just thinking about it. Because we have lots of vehicles that we don't want leaving in the sun. You understand? Tractors and, yeah. Anyway, Lexuses that are sitting outside. So, you can do that. I'm going in just a few days as I finish studying back to Europe. I'm going to Germany and to Austria and to Switzerland and to Holland and to France. But I have to decide how I want to travel first. Because I can do a Rhine River cruise and hit all those, or I could get on a train and go down through there, right? Y'all with me?
Yeah.
But I need to know what I'm going to do and make the plan and then get in the now.
Yeah.
I'm in hope. I'm going. Now I need to know. I need to get it all. I need to get specific.
Yeah.
See, I'm just giving you some examples. Praise the Lord. Goals and achievements are good. Faith is higher.
Yes.
Time needs to serve us.
Right.
We're not stuck in it. Time is not an absolute because it only exists when the perimeters are defined by absolutes. Now, let's stand, and as you're standing, listen to my story, and we're going to quit here. We're riding in the car. We're coming back from the Lexus dealer. And we're just chatting. I said, Deb, summer's so different. Don't you feel different when school's out?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm 69 years old. I've been out of school for a long time. Long time. It was way back there. Yet to this very day, when summer comes, I'm excited. We're free. It's summertime. I still have the same job. I still do the same things, but for some reason in the summer season, walk with me, I still feel free. Do you? Okay. Do you feel like that? You're like, ooh, we're in the summer, right? Now the teachers, it's a different story. But it's like, ooh, summer's here. Now, I said that to Deb and she said, yes. She said, when I was a little girl, when summertime came, I went to the sandbox and I sat down in the sandbox and I remember thinking, I can sit here and play in this sand as long as I want to. I don't have to be anywhere. I don't have to get cleaned up for school or anything. I'm right here in the sand. I can, have y'all had that feeling? I can do this as long as I want to. I can sit right here as long as I want to. What a good feeling. Why? Out of time. No time constraints. You are free to dream and play in the sand. And dream and dream and dream in the now. Right outside of time. So dream big. Amen. You receive this today?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Check yourself out because you're healed right now. You're that back that you've been waiting for a long time. It's healed right now. Amen. There's a restructuring going on in someone right now. Amen. Can anyone already tell the difference in anything right now? One right there. Some of you can tell the difference. Amen. Got it right now? Praise. Two people can already tell the difference right now. Right now. Now I'm expecting that during the summer of surprises, the next thing won't be a surprise because you already got it right now. Right now. Amen. God is good. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for faith. Thank you for teaching us faith. And what we've been doing right now is believing that we receive right now. We're calling things that are not as though they were. We have our healing. We have our prosperity. We have all of our health. We have all of our wealth. We have peace. We have joy. We have everything we need in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.